All right, so here we are, episode 31.
Wait, hold on. So you start and then I'll go after you. I'll like jump chime in right after you so I can do my introduction.
Yeah. If you want, just make it natural. You know. Okay. I mean, at this point, we're 30 episodes in, or 31 now. So.
Okay.
All right. So we're in episode 31.
Episode 31, guys. It's been a while.
I think today might be a little shorter of an episode, but we're just going to quickly talk about all the false reports and the swatting that's been occurring in Florida all over, from Naples to Miami area, Gainesville, Orlando.
So, for those who don't know what the term swatting means, like a SWAT officer, so like... It's when somebody makes in a false call, false report to law enforcement or any emergency line claiming there's an incident going on and it's not really going on. So a lot of incidents, it's claiming that there's like an active shooter or, you know, some violent crime that happened. And so that's what swatting is called. That's the term that's been coined for this operation that's been going on. I don't know if it's around the country, but there's been a huge spike in Florida. I know one article we read, there was like, said something about 546% spike, but we'll get into that.
Yeah, so I know, again, we said like Miami area, Broward, Pompano Beach, let me see, Boca Raton, all these, and then even here locally, in South Fort Myers High School, there was a swatting incident where they said 20 people were shot inside the school.
Was that the Naples High?
No, that was in South Fort Myers. And then, the most recent update of the article just says that they were being tracked, but it's not a local number. It came from outside of the country, according to the sheriff.
So a lot of times, even with that, if the law enforcement agencies are tracking these numbers, well, I mean, I don't know if anybody who is aware, I mean, or who is not aware, I should say, but you can get a pretty much burner number online. So, like, and a lot of the times it's purchased, you know, through cryptocurrencies, so it's not traced back to, a credit or debit card, or... Even then, a lot of times these numbers are easily attained through some sort of method and is used for, you know, let's say for this purpose, and then it's not used ever again. And so basically, it's a false number, or should I say, like, ghost place that we talked about, like, in our past episodes were about ghost kitchens. So, like, it exists, but doesn't exist.
It's like a spoof number, yeah.
So then, but, like, what they're using are, I think, are a certain type of, because it's not an actual number, because it only exists through the Wi-Fi or through the internet. And then, like I said, yeah, it's like a temporary spoof.
Yeah, and then you get into VPNs, and, you know, they just change it. Their location constantly, you know, so it's almost untraceable. I know we have here again, Palmetto Ridge High School.
There's swatting. Do you know what year that happened for Palmetto Ridge?
Palmetto Ridge and South Fort Myers, they both happened in 2022.
We're coming up on 2024. So right now, that's what, just last year, so almost 2 years. Yeah. Coming up on the 2 year mark 2 years ago.
Yeah, the most recent one was in Naples High School here. And in this article specifically, that's where it says a 546% spike in swatting cases. But nothing, this says sweeping the nation, so I guess it is sweeping the nation.
Okay. But nothing really came of it for the Palmetto Ridge one, right? I mean, it was just like there was an incident, SWAT officers were responded, but everybody's, I think the article said everybody still, you know, went on to the school day.
It just says,
and was released at the normal schedule.
The call was received from outside, from a source outside of the school system, that there was an active shooter present, And after, you know, the whole swatting, oh, I'm sorry, I clicked on the link, but you have to log into Facebook now to see what they fully said.
Where back then, it was pretty transparent, pretty open, where if you went on to anybody's Facebook page, any Facebook link, you would be able to see.
If it was a public page, yeah.
And that's, but, that was relatively new, too.
They said, yeah, a normal dismissal took place, so I guess it was pretty quickly. They pretty much, like, found out right away that, oh, there's no incident here. But, yeah, the most recent one...
Did they say how long that took? How long this... Because I know in one article, they said that they were in and out with, like, 15 minutes.
That's actually the most recent case with Rick Scott, which we'll talk about. We'll get there. So, slow your roll. But, in this article from 2022 about Palmetto Ridge, it just says that 16 schools in Florida... were hit that same day. So, I mean...
We'll get there, too, but I recall reading one of the articles where we had pulled up where it mentioned something like that, too, where... I think it was Palmetto Ridge and the Fort Myers one we might have read were the same day they were swatted. Well, or it might have been, like, the Naples one. I'm getting them switched up.
The Naples one took place, I think, this year, actually. So, let me see the Naples. Yeah, 2023, December 1st, 2023.
Okay, so the Naples was swatted is the most recent one in 2023.
Yeah, but according to this article, it says, let's see. Okay, since they're kind of blaming the pandemic here, since COVID happened, swatting incidents have surged by 546%.
Say that again?
546% is the number they say that it's gone up since COVID happened.
Well, why would COVID have anything to do with...
I mean, I guess they're not really saying it in this article. Are they trying to just say people are just bored and this is their way of...
that they're committing crimes?
Yeah.
More?
So let's see, over 60% of the calls are related to violence on school campuses during the last school year were determined to be false reports. Damn, so that means 40% of those calls were not false reports.
So, like, yeah, honestly, it was like what you mentioned before. They're trying to, I don't know what the term, not muddy the waters, but, like...
It's a distraction, you know.
Distraction to get to where, like... Is it a real call or is it not? And then if it turns out to be, let's say it's that real, you know, that real moment, it's that real situation, threatening situation where there is a school shooter, you know, and they're not as active anymore, you know, because of the past threats they were given because they're all, you know, false.
And then they say, of course, that it costs money. It's, you know, $10,000.
You think that's also another tactic they're using? Like, to drain, like, to waste money? To waste not only time, but money?
I mean, maybe. Again, because, like, it has to be... We're going to get into Rick Scott stuff now, and that's going to lead to a different talking point. But as far as local stuff here, yeah, it just looks like...
But, like, let's just say, like, who would you wanting to do this, though? On the greater schemes of things.
Counties are even seeking...
Do you think it's some kid actually going to that school who's, like... take an exam that day and he doesn't want to take it and wants to get out of the exam and he's the one that, like, orchestrated it? Or do you think it was much on a bigger grand scheme of thing where it's not just, you know, little Timmy going to high school?
I mean...
It's like, yo, these are guys with big players, big money, who's...
They haven't said it, but now looking at all the articles all together and seeing how many schools in the last couple of years, because, again, some of these are from a year ago. Let me see these multiple schools over here. Let me see when this article was. So about a year ago. So, I mean, who knows? It's probably gone up by then, since then, and it's not really...
You mentioned that multiple schools have been hit the same day, same time.
And, again, so, yeah, they're not saying it, but, I mean, it has to... You would think, like, something weird's going on, right?
For multiple... On a bigger grand scheme.
More than just a prank.
Definitely is more than just a prank. And it makes me believe this one right here... We gotta read because it's about this 14-year-old boy, and it's like, really?
Most recently, December 28th, which is today, yesterday, the night before, December 27th, the home of Rick Scott, Florida senator, was swatted.
Before we get into Rick Scott's case, Because I know, I think, isn't this one different about that 14-year-old boy? It's a little bit, it's a different case, but it...
Oh, yeah, so, I mean, this case with the four, it's about schools also, so, yeah, we'll tie this in real quick. This is just part of the Rick Scott article. So, last week, which is, would be, what, around December 20th area of 2023, it says two 14-year-old boys, one from Baker, Florida, and one from Mansfield, Texas. I'm guessing they didn't mean to put a period. But Mansfield, Texas, were arrested for swatting Baker School in November.
Okay, so put a pause right there. 14-year-old? So, I know we can't put it past them. I know these kids are already grown up with this, you know, technology age. But do you think the 14-year-old is capable of...
Well, let's finish reading this paragraph real quick. Okay. So, the Texan did so in response to a request from the boy from Baker. They say the Baker boy, which is funny. The county sheriff said, let's see.
And they do that because they implicated. Can't disclose his real name? Is that why? Because he's not of age?
And apparently apparently it doesn't say who, let's see. Response from the Baker boy, who has been implicated in multiple swatting incidents around the country. So I don't know if they mean the Texan kid or the Baker boy, but both teams were part of a national swatting group called Lulz Sec.
So these 14-year-old boys are part of a swatting group?
That's what they're saying. And then they used cryptocurrency to commit swatting calls across the United States and Canada. Which is just, I don't know, again, 14 years old, they're getting into cryptocurrency, but cryptocurrency's not cheap, you know?
No, it's not. So at that point, it's like, we're getting into, like, pimp territory to where, like, you think these people are being used?
It's two 14-year-old boys, so they're underage, so that means no names, no faces will be released, so, I mean, could they even exist?
There's that angle, too. Okay, you know, I agree, there's that angle you put
Baker,
on it.
Baker, Florida, I mean...
But my angle that let's I'm see, putting on it, let's say it is real.
We're gonna go to the article right now, where they're the swatting of the school. So let's see, two teens, one from Florida, paid with crypto... Let's see, right here.
Okay, so I see that there's a video, and we may or may not include it, but we'll definitely include the source links.
All right, so the timeline of the investigation. So this is going to be 2023. All right, July 21st. Let me see. I'm guessing this all took place in 2023. There's no year, but it says July 21st.
And this is the article about the teen boys?
Yeah, this is about what happened in Baker. Yeah. There's an ad. Let me close that. They received a tape that the Baker suspect was a residential swatting call victim.
What does that even mean?
While investigation of that case was ongoing, 4 days later, July 25th, they received a call about another swatting incident from officials in Ewing, New Jersey.
Wait, hold on. Put a pause. So, wait, hold on. So, the boys that were accused, they were the victims? Is that what this is saying?
I don't know. I'm just reading this. Okay. So, let's see. The department officials then began to look into that event and interviewed the Baker suspect. He denied any involvement in the New Jersey case, but it didn't tell you how he's a suspect. Let me see. Two teenagers, both 14, were responsible for the hoax. One student was an online student in Baker. So he was an online student. He didn't even go to a school.
Okay, so
you don't have anybody who's going to be like, oh, Tristan from my class.
So, let's say he was technology illiterate.
And then the other one was from Mansfield, Texas, a small town in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. And let's open up a tab here. Do you have maps, like Google Maps? Is there a maps option that we can do? Google Maps?
You can type into Google Maps. But,
okay.
So, but once you also relate it to, let's say, okay, they determined the wallet that was used to make the payment, wouldn't that also be disclosed in this article? If this boy was, you know... Because they said they determined it was used during what? They used Bitcoin, right?
They didn't say Bitcoin specifically. They said cryptocurrency.
So even then, dude, crypto... So they're using a vague expression. So you're using cryptocurrency, which is there's thousands of them. And he's part of this organization called the Lulz Sec.
And yeah, the area where the Texas guy they're describing is, yeah, the Dallas-Fort Worth area, which is like, you know, big city. So, you know, again, could be anybody. Where were we at? Here was that article right here. Oh no, we
So
already
it's
missed one.
spelled LULZSEC.
Yep. Okay, so let's see. While investigations were ongoing, the sheriff's office executed a search
It
and
almost.
seizure of the suspect's phone. So they took his phone, and he was found that he was involved in swatting calls in Buckeye, Arizona on November 9th, 6 days after the Baker slash Crestview incident. Enough probable cause was found to implicate the suspect in these swatting calls across the country. He was arrested and charged with multiple felony counts of fraud, false reporting, doo-doo-doo-doo. Just a ton of stuff about not ca about calling 911 and all that.
Okay, so you know how they're saying he's doing all this? So I'm obviously guessing there was a confession then to one of the
I mean, who
agents.
knows? So let's see. The Baker Crestview incident on November 3rd, Crestview Police Department received a call on the non-emergency line that
And how did they
invented.
already situated that he was part of this organization called the LulzSec?
Well, I'm seeing it here. Let's see. The call was made in Texas, and it was apparently a response to an open message the Baker suspect had posted to an online chat room. She's like, I wonder how they got that. Both teams are part of a national swatting group called LulzSec and use cryptocurrency. Yeah, we already read that. Let's see.
So I want to
Let's
go
see. He was
dive deeper.
paid over $5,000 in cryptocurrency to carry out the call. So what 14-year-old is just walking around with $5,000?
Bro, I think it's a bigger organization. It's one of those things where
So I think this whole thing with 14-year-olds is like made up. It has to be.
Because, well, let's say it is real, yeah, and the 14-year-old, guy did go down. I mean, nothing's publicly is gonna be displayed about him because he's,
Nope.
so we're not gonna even. It's
And
gonna be
again, it said he was an online
washed,
student, so
yeah.
he doesn't have. Nobody's gonna say, "Oh, he was in my class."
So he's a ghost.
Yeah. And then the Texas student, I mean, they don't even have any, they don't report any info on him.
This just kind of like ties back into one of the podcasts that I was listening to, where they were mentioning that they were training kids to be, school shooters.
Yeah, I've heard that podcast. That was, yeah, a few years ago. They even found like some kind of a camp, I think in like New Mexico, in like a desert. Where there was like, they say there was training kids to be school shooters there, and
So.
they even found like a dead body of a kid, and I think the people were just deported, they weren't arrested.
So let's take what we know about that, for instance, and what can we relate that to even what we know about, like, I know it was already a few years now, but the look, no, what was this, in Nicholas Cruz instance, where, what do you think that was about? Because even to this day, when I do see him in court, in the videos that I watch, I'm like, what's the whole image of him wearing, like, these 60s old glasses that which are like he's got like mega vision where he's just like
Let's see, Nicholas Cruz. How do you spell that? Let's see. Oh, right there, nice. Let's see what you mean here. I haven't seen. I don't see.
so yeah that was a, that was like as much
Oh, okay. I see
yeah
what you
so
mean.
yeah whenever he's publicly displayed he's got this old making him look like I don't. I. It's definitely a look, Definitely. I want to know who's dressed, like who's giving me those sunglasses, to
They're
specifically.
not sunglasses, they're regular
Well, I'm
glasses.
sorry, regular glasses. I'm sorry. I don't know why I said sunglasses, but still, to come out, specifically come out
Yeah,
with those.
especially because like they're really thick, you know, and
But like.
that would mean he's freaking blind, but then there's a lot of pictures again with him without the glasses.
Well, even when he was caught, he was wearing without any glasses. When he
Yeah.
was arrested, taken down, and pinned down, he wasn't any wearing glasses. When he was mowing down, what they say, with an assault rifle,
No
no
glasses, yeah.
glasses.
So it's
So
just like, where do these
it's very
glasses coming
bizarre.
from?
And even with the judge, it's a very young judge. It's a very young judge to handle this type of case, this homicide, multiple homicide case. It's just very weird. And then they're pushing that, like, not pushing, but, like, that insanity case, you know, where, you know, he's crazy, you know, he doesn't need to know what he was doing.
You know? They push the mental health stuff. So it's always getting pushed now.
At what point, let's say they were training these active shooters, that's the role. They're like, if when it comes down to it, just plead insanity. When it comes down to it, you're just crazy.
Or, you know, they say they hear voices, and we've talked about before, you know, they may have a technology out there that, you know, maybe puts a voice in your head.
I know the term was, like, the voice of God.
Yeah.
But is that what you're talking about? Or do you think there's an actual technology that's, you know...
Well, they say, like, that's, like, the name of the... That's what I heard that they call it. But, I mean, who knows what it... what it's actually called and what it actually does. Because, again, go back. We've talked about the case in, I think, Cuba was, where a bunch of people in the U.S., like, embassy really got really sick.
Got hit with, like, some type of microwave.
And then there was another case beyond that. I know we talked about it in a... I forgot which podcast episode, but hopefully it gives you guys, you know, a reason to go back.
Another instance where somebody got sick?
Well, I think it was a similar case where somebody, they were like a group of people felt like uneasiness. We would have to go back to that episode to really see and go through the links.
Do you know, like, what country or, like, what do you mean?
No, I don't know exactly the details. But I'm pretty sure we listed more than that Cuba case.
But even that Cuba embassy case for United States embassy, that's very weird where nothing, like, was, like, mentioned of it, like...
And then Marjorie Taylor Greene, which honestly I'm not really too up into politics, but she's a Georgia rep, also had a swatting attempt on around Christmas time, but she's from Georgia, so doesn't really...
Speaking of the swatting attempt, wasn't there a recent one about Rick Scott?
We already talked about that. Yeah, but we were just talking about... Oh, no, we were talking about the bottom part. Yeah, we were talking about the 14-year-old.
Yeah, we never made it to Rick Scott.
So, yeah, back to Rick Scott, yeah.
Okay, no, it made me sound like I was, like, losing it. No,
sorry,
it's okay.
So many attempts, but back to Rick Scott. That's not Rick Scott.
I know, I was going off track, but I just wanted to just, you know, come back on track. There was a lot of incidents of, like...
The 27th, yeah, apparently.
And this was not heard of back then. This is all relatively new in this age, you know?
Yeah, again, they're claiming that it's, after COVID is when this big spike hit nationwide, apparently.
And, yeah, what's your call on that? What do you think COVID has anything to do with it?
I don't know. Other than, like, what, people are just bored and that's what they're doing? But I don't know, they try to make it seem like it's so... We have to dig to the mental cause of people putting prank calls. I don't know. You know, and it's just like...
I mean, I get, yeah, other than the fact that you're wasting time and the resources...
Which makes me, again, think that it's something probably controlled, you know? It's probably something... You know, I don't know. Because how many people... It's supposed to be a group of prank callers? That's all they're doing is just prank calling?
Well, let's not even say that, because that sounds outrageous. I don't think they're just prank. I think there is a group of prank callers, but they're due with this as a task, you know, with permission by a certain type of entity, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So they're granted, you know, kind of like, yeah, clemency, like, you know, nothing's going to happen to you. Perform this because something needs to come, you know, in and out, you know, wipe our hands clean. Kind of go under shadows, because I don't know if you remember, there was, like, an instance with, like, the Clinton case, or I might be getting my memory washed, but, like, to the point where they, like, blacked out the cameras, and so you couldn't see any traffic lights, you couldn't see any traffic cams, is my point. So you couldn't see any cars, like, no traffic cams can, like, determine, like, what cars were driving, or, like, gets any license plates, or, And even with the incident, I think it happened in Tennessee, there was, like, an RV, and there was, like, a speaker and a bomb inside, and on the speaker it was saying, this bomb's gonna go off in, like, 15 minutes, or 30 minutes.
Yeah, I haven't heard any of these.
And then eventually blew up, but they said that telecommunications were cut on the street or something like that. No calls could come in or out. So, I mean, there's just stuff like that. It's very weird. It has to be high-level, sophisticated attacks to where it's just like we're already being, you know, attacked domestically. Well, that's just my theory.
Yeah, well, back to Rick Scott here. You kind of wanted to get back on track.
Oh, yeah, I know. And but, I went off on completely on track, yeah.
So back to Rick Scott. So apparently on the 27th, they... while he was out at dinner, which a lot of these articles kind of make it seem like he wasn't out. They just
When did this happen?
They said last night, so December 27th.
Okay.
And and of course they always make a tweet about it, which we talked about. Like, they're always on Twitter. You know, they have to post their whole life.
Mentioning that, I do wonder if they're gonna get off that now that, you know, it's called X and it's bought by like Elon Musk. I wonder if they're gonna jump off to a different platform or stay on, because I know for the longest time they were using Twitter to get out the message or the word fast.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, again, I think everything kind of just becomes muddied, you know. So,
like, what to believe?
Yeah. So back, and then just gets into the how Christmas Eve they said that the Marjorie Taylor Greene in Georgia was swatted. They give you a couple other examples.
Well, get this. I think it's hilarious that...
Michelle Wu.
Well, not hilarious, but just like you know of UC Breaking News. How they basically... they give out... He's at 31...
Oh, yeah, they gave out his address. 3150 yeah.
Gordon Drive in Naples.
Isn't that funny? They no article we have pulled up here gives out his address except for that one.
This one.
Yeah.
So you got to hear, folks. But see, that's the type of shenanigans that I'm talking about, though. Is they expect people to say that these are prank callers, yet the news reporting is giving out this man's address. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, right.
Where...
And, okay, so let's see. This just talks about the FBI
Should I block that out?
Nah, man, I think we just keep it raw.
Okay.
We'll just keep it raw. Right. No editing here.
Okay.
But the article just pretty much continues to talk about how the FBI is investigating. But let's see.
They're going to keep investigating until they...
Yeah, apparently, you know, they often use software to falsify phone numbers and caller ID from out of the state. They use spoofing technology.
What we just discussed.
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, I don't know. It says they're trying their best, right? But we all know what that means. So, the specific call...
Before we even get on this, we all know what that means, because usually it's just like when they normally find a dead person on the street. What is it? Not suspicious?
Yeah, right? Speaking of which, if you guys want to check out that map, it started to blow up recently. It has a...
Probably cast bodies of water.
Yeah, bodies of water where bodies have been found in. So the specific call that was made to the police for swatting Rick Scott, apparently the caller identified himself as Jamal, and that he shot his wife with an AR-15 because she was sleeping with another dude. He claimed to be holding the boyfriend, Michael, hostage and that he would blow up the house with a pipe bomb if he weren't given $10,000. But don't worry, within 15 minutes, they determined the incident did not occur and it was a swatting event.
Was this for Rick Scott? Or this is a different case?
Yeah, this isn't Rick Scott.
Wait, okay, hold on. Once you... The person... Not making the call, but the person receiving call, like the dispatcher, I'm assuming. Once you already safely assume that, like, for one, it's not like 1990 where I gotta like make materials to fucking buy. You know, sorry, my language. To build a bomb. I mean, we're not over in like needing to like scavenge some materials because it's hard to like. Accessible, like, get the gears, you know, like, let's say in a third world country. So, really a pipe bomb? You really gonna believe a pipe bomb?
Yeah, well, I mean, that's just them. They have to take every
yeah, I know, because right? That's what they're trained to, right? But this is a whole thing that we were talking in the very beginning of the episode where it's just, to discourage them to, like, take it less seriously, because it's been
falsified. Well, I mean, that's, like, the plan, right? Maybe just keep swatting, and now they're going to take it less seriously. And then one day they just catch them, you know, lacking. And that's when, you know, they can get away with an incident. I mean, it seems like Florida's a target, because, you know, a lot of it's happening in Florida, or at least that's what I'm seeing the reports on. But, I mean, well, apparently it's nationwide. We're not
looking. Well, we mentioned something sounds similar was with the power grid. Certain groups, you know, were attacking select grids, you know?
Yeah.
But, I haven't heard anything else of it.
That was from 2016, yeah. So that's almost 10 years ago. But, I mean, the swatting stuff, you know, I mean, it's like, oops. But it's like a new, I mean, they call it a trend. I don't know.
There's really nothing that's kind of like been like that, you know, where all, that's like, you know, as a prank, we called a taxi cab. That's like, you know, multiple schools got taxi cabs called to them, you know, like that'd be crazy. It's like, what?
So yeah, that sounds very bizarre, especially when it were happening on the same day, and same time.
Because, like, I don't know, I feel like even as kids we were like, okay, but we're not gonna call the cops to the school, you know, we're not gonna call in 911, you know, we just do a taxi cab, you know, or something simple like that. That's not gonna get anybody like.
So yeah, this is, I don't know, so, this is definitely bizarre. This is on the very weird side of things, especially. Very bizarre when once you go, you know, to call your cast and you see all those bodies have been found that are you know, they're just deemed, you know, not suspicious. But
yeah, that's
But I mean, it's just a lot of bizarre things. I mean, not only in Collier County, but, you know, the rest of the world, really.
Nationwide, you know. Back to the map here, yeah, we really want to just kind of, I guess, plug that map just because there's not one like it, you know, at least as far as we've seen, where it has, you know, locations of bodies found in the water. I know there's one that was found in a field pretty recently. But again, they labeled it non-suspicious, so we just put it on there.
Do you think that from the last topic we were on with Jamal, did you think he knew which house he was calling?
I mean, I'm guessing so. They have to know something, right?
Like, so wouldn't you also think the dispatcher would have known what house that was at?
Well, I don't think the dispatcher necessarily knows, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Just like, you know, when you clean pools, you don't necessarily know whose house you're going to. I mean, of course you got a name, but if you didn't have the name there, you would just see the address.
I want to know, like, isn't it interesting how the guy who made the call, let's say, like, he knew?
How did he, I mean, I guess it's as simple as searching up your information online and paying one of those websites, you know?
Yeah, you think it was, like, pretty much, like, yeah, data breach?
I mean, apparently he got paid $5,000 in crypto, well, you know, and that thing cost, like, you know, $5.99 or something.
Well, that was the Team Boys.
Well, I know, but, I mean, if that's what they're making, apparently, if that's what they're doing it for, crypto.
I mean, but imagine that, though. Bless you.
Sorry, that was probably loud.
That was, I'll have to edit that out.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, age 14, $5,000 is a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Right, like, you would, even like a birthday, at least for us, we'd be lucky if we got, like, you know, $150.
Yeah.
I was like, whoa.
Anything, $50. $50 when you're 14, dude, $50 is like, whoa, I got a $50 bill? Wow.
Yeah, it's like, dude, you're chilling for a while.
But yeah, I mean. So. We can, wrap things up.
Yeah, this was just a short episode talking about all the recent swatting, you know, plugging that Collier County bodies map, even though I just closed it out. Nice.
No, it's fine, because we can always open that up later. It's mainly about the main topics I wanted to show, especially about the Naples High. I know there's a video. If it's worth including its audio, I might include it. For the editing purposes.
Or just, again, you can always just put it on
Because I always include these source links, too.
Yeah, just the links, and they'll always be there. There's video.
But my main concern, though, is, like, once we had the source or the recorded audio on our podcast, it'd be forever there. But let's say I include a source link, and they remove the link. You know how many times, like, you try to go back to old school YouTube video or, like, old link in itself, and it's broken?
Yeah, even in general, it's hard to find stuff on YouTube now, you know? Like, old videos, videos from few years ago.
So I mean, I honestly think, yeah, I mean, if it's worth including the video or the audio, I'll include it to the podcast, but maybe I'll just source link it, including the links for the sources.
Right. So yeah, we'll wrap this episode up. Just a short little episode.
Episode 31, swatting episode.
Yeah, SWAT.
Swatting's on the rise. All right, till next time.
I just want to mention real quick in this Naples High School, I'm seeing that they used, they quoted just some criminal justice professor at Florida Gulf Coast University, which is just a local university here. So I don't know how you would, usually they interview, like, somebody major, like, I don't know, from, like, a major university, but FGCU, I don't know. That's not, like, a major university.
Private, right?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if it's private necessarily, but I know that, I don't know, he's just, who's this professor, you know? Wouldn't you want to speak to a professor from, like, you know, a bigger school like Yale or Harvard? If it's going on in the nation, you know, he talks about it. Let's see. I would dare say it's probably way more today. He was just talking about how much it costs.
For what?
For all the swatting, it says around $10,000.
How do you get that number?
Yeah, right.
So around $10,000 for what?
I just wonder, like, oh, is that off the top of his head? Is he looking at papers? Is he studying notes? You know? I just don't understand, when they talk to these guys. Like, did you do your studying for this? I've got to do my study on swatters. But, yeah, we'll wrap it up and include the links in the description.
I know. It's been a while. We don't really have a set schedule to release these episodes, but we just try to come out with really quality content to put out so it kind of lasts a good while on the internet, so it doesn't really get boring, but we try to come out with some good information, some articles we find, some good stuff to talk about.
Yeah, and we'll update the actual website with some more articles too. Keep updating that map as more bodies come
piling up. Yeah, it's just, we'll end it here then, right?
Yeah.
CarCast Boys signing off. Sears.